The Supreme Court has heard arguments in a challenge to FDA approval of the abortion pill mifepristone. The High Court being asked to compel the FDA to reinstate safety measures relating to the drug, while the Biden administration pushes for dismissal of the case. About 30 rockets launched from Lebanon into northern Israel earlier today. Hezbollah claims responsibility for the attack. On Wall Street, the Dow up 226 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather news is getting better and better over the next several days, especially as we approach the Easter weekend. Lots of sunshine today. I've got us around 74 for the high temperature. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow's high up to about 69. Lots of sun. And then for Easter weekend, Good Friday, high in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 70s Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday, and sunshine for several days in a row. A great forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. A death investigation is underway after railroad workers found a body near train tracks just off Old Montgomery Highway in Selmont. The body appeared to have been there for several weeks. The body was sent to forensics to be identified and to determine the cause of death. A serious fire that badly damaged a home in Montgomery is being investigated. The fire happened at a home in the 3400 block of Somerville Drive just off Carter Hill Road Monday night. There were no injuries. No one was in the home at the time of the fire. The new Freedom Monument Sculpture Park is opening today in Montgomery. The 17-acre site on the banks of the Alabama River will combine historical artifacts, original research, and first-person narrative that explores the institution and legacy of slavery in this country. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available. Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Allison Sinclair is with me, having a great Wednesday, the 27th day of March. There's only one half left of the program. What did you come up with, Allison?
So we were trying to think of a W word to go with Wednesday, and we were talking about educating.
Okay.
So I Googled adjectives that start with W. This is just a little insight into my brain once again. So I came up with well-educated Wednesday.
Well-educated Wednesday.
But my brain said, ooh, I don't know if you can be well-educated anymore without being racist.
Okay.
So I say we go all in and we call it White Supremacy Wednesday or White Privilege Wednesday.
Right.
You trying to get on the national news, Allison?
I mean,
there's a radio program in Alabama that call themselves...
Well, I mean,
I was thinking Wedgicated would be more our speed.
Wedgicated? Oh, I like that.
Wedgicated
Scott.
Wednesday.
I like that.
We'll just drop off some of the letters, burn it all together.
That's it.
Them folks over there, they're Wedgicated.
That's it. Didn't even need me.
Wedgicated Wednesdays.
But isn't that sad, actually? Like,
well, I mean, I could bore you to death with some Aaron Burr history.
Well, no, I was thinking of where my brain went of, like, if you're on time, if you work hard, if you have polite manners, you're considered a racist.
That's what the Smithsonian said. Remember, they had the list of what was whiteness, which no normal person who's white, black, green, orange, purple, brown thinks those things, but a bunch of leftists do.
I mean, what's their goal in that? To destroy America because nobody's on time or wants to have a job or...
To destroy Western civilization.
Be
polite. What has been created, what has worked through the centuries of trial and error.
And to make America fit in the new world order.
The new world where everybody's a third world country except for Central City. Or what's the name of the city in Hunger Games? What's the one that's...
The capital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That will be the nice place, and everywhere else will be a third world country, and they'll just take whatever resources and workers they need from wherever to make where the elites live will be super nice, and all of us will just be out in the
colonies.
No, you can't. No. And being exceptional means you have something to fight for. And they'll pretend like everyone is even. It's all the same. It's like communism. I mean, it is communism. We're all even. More, just some of us are more evener than others. Let's go to Charles I of Dewanee. Charles I of Dewanee, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on, Scott, Allison, Scott, everyone. Well, here's my thing about figuring out for Wednesday. You know, you ever heard that keep it simple, stupid, kiss, you know?
Yes.
Just use Wise Wednesday.
Wise Wednesday. Okay. Yeah. I like Wise Wednesday.
I want to tell you something that personally happened to me that had to do with crossing state lines, with like we were talking about with things. And it had to do with a big institution. Okay, so Charles, 30 years ago, which means I'm 60-something now, so that's how long ago that was, I had my little check from my book, Scott. You know, sometimes you just get these little checks, and you get them every 3 months. And right by the post office here is the big conglomerate bank that the check is written on. So Charles knows from all his life that he can walk over there, sign that check with his ID, what is called the Uniform Commercial Code.
Okay.
And the Uniform Commercial Code wasn't done because it was forced on the bankers. They all got together and said, instead of the federal government telling us, we'll all abide by this code that we set for ourselves.
Okay.
Unlike what the little farmer could do. And I get in there, Scott, and they said, oh, you don't have an account here. There's going to be however many charges it was at the time, I think, that they were making it different every week. And part of what was done with the banking was if you travel to another state, it shouldn't be more out of your checking account to go on your vacation. Everything should be uniform. Got me?
Okay. But they're all going to work together. I got you.
This early thing of even getting people that were more primitive black and banking come along was, this is your money. They promised it to you. It's awaiting you in this bank. No other money will be taken. Are you coming to get the money that's yours, that's a promissory note that's been given you to get this? You got me?
Okay.
So they're telling me that I'm going to give them, which that ain't even enough for my little old check to make a difference. So you know what Charles does? I call the head honcho of the banking of Alabama, the banking commission. And I'm with the top person that they can give me. And I say, did the Federal Commercial Code of Banking change? Why? He says, well, look, banks can charge fees. I said, yes, sir, if I've signed an agreement to be with that bank, this is a promissory note from the other person. I said, the state of Alabama should protect me that I'm getting my correct money as promised. He said, well, there was big litigation with that particular conglomerate in Texas, and we don't want to fight them or anything. I said, so tell me what's to stop me from going to my little municipality, stating that the teller in the bank did not give me my money and that I want my $4.
Right.
He said, well, there's nothing to stop you. You'll win the first time, but they will give you so many things to answer as you go higher with all of their lawyers that you can't possibly answer them as one person, and they will win, Charles. And I said, well, this absolutely is not correct. They are still breaking the law. A check should still be done just as it was done by the Uniform Commercial Code and Banking. And I'm very disappointed in you that you do not take up for the small person. And that all that happened having to do with all that, Scott.
Well, that makes sense, Charles I of Dewanee. Too bad our government leaders don't look at us as citizens in the aggregate and say, if they're stealing $4 from Charles and they're stealing $4 from Scott and $4 from Allison and $4 from Sky and $4 from Big Dave, in the aggregate, they are stealing millions of dollars. Instead of trying to figure out how to put the wheat farmers in aggregate, they should have figured out us being the victims in aggregate. Hey, I appreciate it, buddy. Great story. I know. It's crazy. See you, buddy.
Yeah, that was their argument with the wheat, that every little sliver of wheat that's grown on private land adds up to a huge chunk. And I kind of see it's genius arguing.
Oh, it's a genius, dishonest argument that they came up with.
Right. And because most people will go, well, I mean, yeah, that sounds legitimate.
Well, don't forget that lawyers, that's one of the marks of a good litigator or a good judicial mind is, can you think of ways to twist the Constitution or the law into something that it was not intended to be? And they look at that like that is a positive. I'm like, no, I don't see that as a positive. Having that gift is not going to make it on the list of spiritual gifts. Let's put it that way. You know what I'm saying?
It'll make you a lot of money, though, Scott.
Yeah.
I'm watching Suits right now.
My son watched it.
Yeah, and I feel like an attorney. I'm learning how to lie really well. I'm sorry if you're a lawyer and you're listening.
I'll give you the same warning. The problem with those shows is it glamorizes the law, and they're like, yeah, they're kind of sketchy at times, but then they're superheroes at times.
And yeah, but like, no, they end up in jail, and everybody in, I mean, it's right. really, it.
My favorite guy was the guy who wasn't really a lawyer, but was one of the best ones. What's his name? Mike.
Oh, Mike Ross?
Yeah, he wasn't even really a lawyer, but he was a really good lawyer.
He had a photographic memory. He's so smart.
But apparently he didn't need the training to be a really good lawyer.
It's not unlike politics, though. All it is spin.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing, is spinning a situation.
So where is the truth in all that spinning is the question.
Well, it's kind of like Mo Brooks hates the military.
Right.
There's a little bit of truth.
A little truth.
Because he vote against the NDAA.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It's back to the, I didn't break the lamp.
It is. It's back to, it's not illegal. It's just unsavory. And I'm sorry you can't stomach it.
Yes, and you're not nearly as smart as I am because I'm a lawyer. That's bad. One of these days when we're doing a Theological Thursday.
There we go.
We need to do, we'll use Sky's ability to make betting lines.
Oh, okay.
And we'll bookmaking ability, and we'll bet on different careers on what percentage of each kind of career will make it to heaven.
This will be good.
Okay.
Coming soon to a show near you, Theological Thursday.
Oh,
let's go to
goodness.
Clark, welcome to the program.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Hey, Clark, I just want to tell you right off the bat, veterinarians, high percentage of them are probably making it to heaven.
Well, I hope so. I don't know. I wonder about some colleagues sometimes, but we all
don't say names.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
No, I wouldn't do that. Hey, Allison, if you let me get up in your kitchen for half a minute, I'm going to put the hay down where the goats can get it, okay?
Why are the goats in her kitchen?
They're with the chipmunk.
Oh, very good.
Do you have a specific brand of dishwashing detergent that you purchase?
You know what? I'm so glad you asked. I do, and it's really bad for me. It's got all sorts of toxic stuff in it, so I'm about to change.
But it gets your dishes clean?
Yeah, but then I eat all the chemicals. But the dishes are clean.
On there, and you've been happy with that dishwashing detergent for some time. So when you go in the store, you need dishwashing detergent, you just grab that bottle and put it in the cart, right?
Yes.
Now, you don't know anything about the specific ingredients in that bottle compared to another bottle when you buy it, right? You're buying the brand.
Okay.
Now, as we do our after-action analysis of why the Republican lost, nationally, have the Democrats ever told their constituents they were going to go as hard left as they could and then not done it?
No, they do what they say.
They do what they say. Do Republicans repeatedly tell us that they will repeal Obamacare, do what they can to reduce taxes, be fiscally responsible, and then when they do have whichever house, we can't tell there's a difference between them having it and the Democrats?
Yeah, it might be a little bit lighter version.
A little bit, maybe. But the constituencies are disappointed. Now, Allison, if you bought this four times and it didn't get your dishes clean, Would you be enthusiastic about purchasing that product anymore?
No.
No. And that's the reason the Republican lost that race. There's that much dissatisfaction with the brand. Now, on Wednesday, if you're going to go with Whitey Wednesday, just change it to Woden's Dog, Scott.
Change it to what?
Woden's Dog.
What does that mean?
That's what Wednesday was before we changed it to Wednesday.
Woden's Dog.
That's Woden's Day. Tomorrow is Thor's Dog, which is Thor's Day. And the day after that is Frigg's Dog.
I like this.
So what was Tuesday?
Who's dog?
Who's dog? Moan dog.
Before y'all look
that
up,
that was yesterday.
On the bridge.
Yes.
On the bridge. Scott, how come there's problems with ships coming into California?
Ew. We can't
because
unload
of
them?
The trucking. You can't have a truck that's more than 10 years old.
Wow, that's true. So, you're going to have to hold over, Cart. You're on a roll today. You got to hold.
All right.
Sky can't stop giggling. His face is red. This is awesome.
We'll be back.
Is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and 995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Sunken Tractor Cafe is reopening on April 6th. Local favorites including garlic butter burgers, gyros, Reubens, and brisket sandwiches. The Fryer is open to feature french fries, appetizers, and desserts. Beer and wine, too. Go see them April 6th from 11 to 8 and Thursday through Saturday thereafter. Sunken Tractor on Facebook or Meherg Road, Wetumpka.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carrollscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to William Mason Salon.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. I want you to start the new year off right by getting your vehicle checked from the top to the bottom. Now, that vehicle probably needs some new shoes on it. We're talking about tires here, of course. And the only place you need to go to get everything serviced, to get everything done in a very professional way by ASC-certified technicians and mechanics is Woodham Southside Firestone. They're easy to find right there on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. For years, I was calculating the other day, it's 42 years that I've been going to Woodham Southside Firestone. And let me tell you something. If you want it fixed right the first time without having to go back and back and back again to your normal place, go to Woodham Southside Firestone. Matt and the gang will do a magnificent job. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Woodham Southside Firestone, the only name you need to know.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back in the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, trying to get through the day. So much stuff to do. We're going to have to talk about the bridge tomorrow, by the way. There are some people who say that it was not an accident. That's dumb, Scott Beeson. That's dumb. Well, are you 100% sure? Have you watched the video? I mean, look, there's a lot of space. That ship is ginormous, but that bridge is... That ship is big, and the bridge is ginormous. And, man, they just took out that pillar like they almost were headed straight for it.
I mean, it was pretty dead center.
Like, when you're at the lake and you got to go under a bridge or whatever, you're usually like 100 yards away, and you're in a little ski boat. You're usually trying to go through the center. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they were headed straight for it to start with. So I'm just saying, so, and strategically, all sorts of supplies. I mean, they messed up the U.S. supply line big time.
Because you would have to be on that course, because when you lose power,
you should just keep on coasting.
Which means you were headed straight for it. The only other option is somebody took over controls of the ship.
Okay, we'll get that anyway. On Conspiracy Thinker Thursday. Okay. Back to Clark. Clark, welcome to the program, or welcome back to the program.
Hey, Scott. So, yeah, back to the ship thing. Okay. You're not allowed to drive a truck in California that's older than 10 years.
Right. They just started that.
They have tremendously reduced the ability to remove things from ports in California, which is where a bunch of our stuff came from because it comes from the other side of the world. So they've been having to go through the Suez Canal and come to East Coast ports. Now, how big was the Baltimore port? It was the second largest port that we have in terms of stuff that goes in and out of there. Now, is that port shut down, Scott?
Yeah, I guess it is, since
yes,
the bridge is in the way
now.
That port is now
shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Is that bridge destroyed?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
They're saying four to five years to put it back. I'm sorry.
In the world of precision shooting, we have a term when you impact the target the way that boat got that bridge. You know what we call it, Scott?
What?
Bullseye. That's what we call that. Now, tell me how you could more effectively destroy that bridge and not make it look completely intentional. You can't come up with a way. There's no way to destroy that bridge and not have it look more on purpose. So, The FBI investigated for, 1:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 2.5 hours, Scott. That's how long it took the FBI to investigate this to tell us it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've gotten to the point in life where if I see something in one place, I don't necessarily believe it. It takes me 3 or 4 places to come to a conclusion. So the White House, the NTSB, maybe the CDC tells me it was an accident. I'll know for sure it was an on purpose. So far, I'm just pretty suspicious. And, you know, the thing here is I have no idea whether this was done on purpose or not. And we are never going to know because we do not have a government agency that will come tell us anything that we're going to believe what they said. Yeah. Something about the boy that cried wolf. And then the last thing, Scott, if y'all Google the whole Woden's dog, Thor's dog, Frigg's dog thing.
Yeah.
When you get to Saturday, they're going to tell you that it was named after Saturn, the Greek god, or Roman, whichever he was.
Yeah.
That's not correct. It was named after Surtur, and he was the god of fire. Just a little tidbit for you there.
Yeah, no, that's good for a wise Wednesday. Allison wants to call it Whitey Wednesday, but we're not. We're just not doing it.
I'm going with Y Wednesday.
We'll have to get into why Tuesday is named after Tuesday sometime.
Okay. Well, tell us now. Right. I can't wait.
You want to know?
Okay, yes.
So, Fenrir was a giant wolf, okay?
Okay.
Who?
He was one of Loki's offsprings. They brought him to Asgard. Fenrir.
Okay.
Fenrir. Fenrir got bigger every day. Tyr was the god of war, the sword god. He raised Fenrir. Fenrir was the only, or Tyr was the only one that had anything to do with him. Now, every day, he's bigger. And so the Aesir got together, and they said, you know, that wolf's going to be a problem. Yeah, we got to do something about that wolf. So they forged a chain, a giant chain, and they carried it to Fenrir, and they said, Fenrir, you're pretty strong, but we bet you couldn't break this chain. And Fenrir looked at the chain, and he said, yeah, I'd break that chain.
They're talking to the wolf, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a wolf that can talk. Don't ask me. I didn't make this up. So, they put it on him. He broke the chain. Ooh, this is not good. So, they went and made a bigger chain. They took it to Fenrir. Said, well, you break that other chain, but this one's so big, we bet you can't break it. He looked at it, said, put it on me. He broke it. We got to do something. So, they went to see the dwarves. The dwarves could do all kind of magical things.
Mm-hmm.
And they took the roots of a mountain, a woman's beard, a fish's breath, and the sound of a cat's footsteps.
A woman's beard?
And they
beard?
Made a magic ribbon. And they carried it back to Asgard.
Okay.
And they took it to the wolf Fenrir, and they said, bet you can't break this, Fenrir. And he said, no, I don't want nothing to do with that. Oh, come on, see if you can break it. No, I don't want nothing to do with that. So Tyr said, I will stick my hand in your mouth. And you keep my hand in your mouth. And if you can't break it, you've got my hand in your mouth as a surety that we'll take it off of you.
Okay.
You stick your hand in my mouth. Yeah, I'll stick my hand in your mouth. We'll do it. So he stuck his hand in there. And they tied Fenrir up with a magical ribbon made out of roots of the mountain and cat's footsteps and all
that. You gotta hurry.
He couldn't break it. He said, all right, let me loose. And Tyr said, nope. He said, turn me loose or I'm gonna bite your hand off. He said, well, I knew you were going to bite my hand off when I stuck it in here, but you tied up now. And so that's the reason we named Tuesday after him.
Thanks for that information.
Yeah, thank you, Clark. Appreciate
that it. That was my story. And I went out on the road. Remember this?
Yes. I don't understand Tuesday any more than I did. We got to take a break.
Later on.
He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Come out to Wind Creek Montgomery March 28th through the 30th for three action-packed days of competition, fun, and live entertainment during our second annual Pusa Jeep Fest. Check out the Jeeps and watch them compete for great prizes. Join in on the pizza eating contest. Shop or grab a bite at Food Truck Alley. New this year, take a photo with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot, free to the public. See times and details at WindCreekMontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest in Wind Creek is sponsored and endorsed by your name, FCA US LLC.
Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals has a huge comprehensive line of men's health products. Trouble with low T, low libido, or prostate support? Check out Irwin Natural products like Testosterone Up, Prosta Strong, 20 Goat Weed, and more. Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals have healthy alternatives to help with these vital issues. Find Irwin Naturals at Healthwise Foods. Family owned for over 36 years. Healthwise Foods, 5147 Atlanta Highway, open 7 days a week. Call 277-9925 or visit them on Facebook.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter. Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of Central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather news is getting better and better over the next several days, especially as we approach the Easter weekend. Lots of sunshine today. I've got us around 74 for the high temperature. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow's high up to about 69. Lots of sun. And then for Easter weekend, Good Friday, high in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 70s Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday, and sunshine for several days in a row. A great forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson, and that's why it's Tuesday. Why we call it Tuesday. The
I'm going to have to go back and listen to that story because I'm thinking I missed something.
I think I may have missed something in there, it was a good story.
I think we missed it.
I mean, you can't have a bad story with Vikings wolves, women's beards. I asked about that, but he just kept going.
Fish breath.
Yeah.
I heard fish breath.
If you can get a bowl, I mean, a jar of fish breath, you can do a lot of stuff.
Ew. I wonder what it smells like.
Smells like fish. It's just the breath. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Papa B.
Enjoying the show as usual. You know,
thank you.
General Flynn called that ship running into the bridge a black swan event.
Hey, what exactly is a black swan event for our listeners, Papa B?
Okay, so as I understand it, it is let's compare it to like the 9/11 towers. Okay, something that was purposefully done for a reason.
And is accidentally on purpose what we're talking about?
Accidentally on purpose. Yeah. Well. Yeah. In that genre. Okay.
Okay.
So yeah. That's what. Now you might like General Flynn. I do.
I do like General Flynn.
Give him a lot of credibility, as a matter of fact. So, you know, if he tells me that it was a black swan event, and this one, you know, I've told you before, I've been telling, you know, this people on the radio, so that's what I'm looking for. I don't think this is the only one. It certainly is not enough to, you know, just like a 9/11 kind of thing, captivate the American people's television screens for a month, you know.
Right.
But it's something, and it'll stay in the news cycle for a while. So, yeah. Now, the thing that I kind of would like to try to convey, though, is that, look, we're in a war. I might be stating the obvious there. Maybe y'all know already. But now people don't recognize it as a war because we don't, you know, it's not an armed conflict. But I promise you this. The outcome of this conflict is every bit as profound as any other major war that you may name. World War I, World War II, the Civil War. It is the winner and loser of who's going to win and lose in this one is just as every bit as profound. And, you know, it's a very stealthy kind of campaign. You know,
Papa B, one of the problems is we are arguably at war with multiple forces around the world.
Yes, we are.
Whether it's China, the World Economic Forum crowd, the globalist crowd, the jihadi crowd, Iran. I mean, just over and over and over. And then we have we have two big weaknesses. One is. Mm-hmm. We have our own leadership that we have elected and put in power who are at war with our country as well.
Yes.
And then we have created, we either created it or allowed it. I don't know which is the right word, Papa B. We are full of millions of people who have no desire to be Americans or see America be great. Mm-hmm. We are filled with people that we allowed into the country, legally and illegally, that are against America. And
well,
we have enemies everywhere now.
Yeah, you don't know whether we've allowed it or created both, is the answer, I think, to that question. We've both
that makes
allowed
sense.
It and created it. And not only that, but, you know, in the allowance of it was part of the creation of it, you know. So what I would suggest to you, though, is that these forces have at some time in the past, and I'm going to say, you know, in a pretty good while ago, several decades at least, have formed a coalition. They are, you know, they are in whole or in part carrying out missions and operations, and they're using the media. They're using, you know, our government institutions and resources that we pay for.
Mm-hmm.
in order to carry out these, you know, this warfare. And so, you know, now that's called an insurgency. It's a very covert insurgency that's going on. And how do you defeat an insurgency? Counterinsurgency. And that also is going on. You know, because one thing, let's look at the news. In the news cycle yesterday, did anybody ever pick up even a little bit on the P. Diddy Combs arrest?
Yeah, we mentioned it in passing because we said P. Diddley.
Yeah, P. Diddley. And so P. Diddley apparently was heavily involved in human trafficking. He's mm-hmm. part of that satanic cult thing. But you know what? The bridge collapse covered up all of what was going on there.
Right.
You know? And the news cycle, it dominated the news cycle for that particular event. I'm just saying it's very complex. It's very heavily and well organized. And, you know, it's something that it's not a blood, you know, a shooting war yet. I think we're going to get there. But, you know, at least for the time being, it's just an information war. So one of those fifth-dimensional warfare things that they talk about. But anyway, recognizing that is part of the ability to defeat it. You got to recognize where you are. All right, guys.
You're right. Thanks, Papa B.
He's right.
What I'm worried about in the United States is there are so many people here from all over the world. And then we have so many people in our own government who seem to be against America that if any of this stuff is really ever done in concert at the same time, it will just be one piece of infrastructure down after another, one thing after another. I mean, it could go on for weeks, and every day you wake up and you don't know, even if you were trying to stop it, if we had enough patriots trying to stop it, You would be like playing a giant game of whack-a-mole. It would just be popping up here. I mean, what was it that they say, like, maybe 50,000 folks are here illegally from China?
Oh, yeah.
50,000 Chinese operatives. Because you don't get to leave China.
No.
Unless they want you to leave China.
Right.
50,000 Chinese operatives could cause an unbelievable nightmare in this country. And they don't even have to communicate. They could have had their orders before they ever left the Chinese mainland.
Right.
And you never mention a word to anybody until this day at this time, and you will meet here, and there's 10 guys, and they all meet at the same place. They don't know who each other, and then they do whatever their mission is.
By the way, the person who set the historic Baptist Dexter Avenue Baptist Church on fire was a Chinese nationalist illegal immigrant, turns out. So
yeah, that's really
kind of interesting. Yeah.
Weird.
That is weird.
That's
of all the things to, yeah.
Right
so.
Here.
So tomorrow on Conspiracy Thinker Thursday, we will have Laura, is her name last name Loomer? Independent reporter.
There's Laura Logan and
Logan. Laura Logan's reporting is that this was an attack. And if you watch the sped up video, because the ship's moving so slow, but if you watch it, that doggone thing turns and heads for that pillar.
If it kept floating on its trajectory, it would have missed the pillar.
Uh-huh.
But it takes a turn. And
it goes right in.
Yep.
So anyway, lots of stuff. Urbanite will be up on the other side. Bill as well. You don't want to miss it. Just a few more minutes. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Singing a song, nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by when you're in love, my house.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want to move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
There's a better way to shop for window treatments, which includes window treatment professionals and in-store design help. This is Ben with Just Blinds in Prattville. Your path to a better window treatment experience begins by visiting our showroom in Prattville. Stop in at your convenience Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You'll experience a friendly, personal, and custom process, all designed to deliver the absolute look and feel you want for your home, guaranteed. Visit us at Just Blinds in Prattville or online at gojustblinds.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's do that.
We'll talk about this tomorrow. This is such a funny story.
Oh, it's good stuff. Let's go to Urbanite. Urbanite, welcome to the program.
Hello, great one and lady.
Thank you, Urbanite. How are you, buddy?
What? Wait. Urbanite.
Yes?
Start over. Great one and lady?
Great one and lady.
That's what I used to talk to Rush Limbaugh. I'm trying to. aspire.
We're not gonna take Scott's frivolous card. I'm not gonna be part of that.
Thank you, Urban.
Okay, that was funny. You get a pass.
All right, here we go. Why is Wednesday? You know, there are other ports out there, and maybe, just maybe, if our leadership can keep the unions in check, the New Orleans port, the Jersey port, which all these water ports can handle this stuff.
And let's bring a little bit into Mobile, too. Let's do that.
We ain't ready, because we need 35 feet deep. You got to be like,
oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, we got to, you know, we probably got to get there before the bridge is finished. And so we may end up being in the game if we hurry up and get our port right. But I think Jacksonville, Florida can handle this. So, I mean, you know, this is America. We don't have to sit there and go, woe is me. There's opportunity for everybody.
I'm with you on that.
If you have leadership, what I'm afraid of is the union making a grand play. Because, you know, when we increase the activity at the port and the money starts flowing, people get kind of stupid. You know how that works.
Hey, let me ask a question, Urbanite. They're saying that it might take them 4 to 5 years
to rebuild. I think I cannot prove it because it disappeared from the internet, but I believe that bridge was one of their dream projects with the green crowd. I think they wanted a suspension bridge with the walking path and all that crap like you have up in Boston. You know, all the cities start getting suspension bridges. If I remember, they designed one like that. And I think they do this to get an opportunity for them to do what they want to do.
That's not a bad point. Hey, will they name the new one the Francis Scott Key Bridge, or will it be the...
Does he own any slaves?
No, it's going to be the... What's the guy that we burned down all the cities for?
George Floyd?
Yeah.
No, we'll be going to be a Baltimore hookup. But isn't Nate Turner, Nat Turner, or somebody from there?
With Breonna Taylor.
You're going to go all the way to Nat Turner?
Can I get some love for Edgar Allan Poe Bridge? Come on.
Anyway, y'all have a good one.
Hey, thanks, Urbanite. He's probably right. It might be Nat Turner.
Nevermore.
I don't know who that is.
I'll tell you later.
Slave Rebellion. Nat Turner.
Yeah. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are sounding good.
Thanks, Bill.
Would they tell us if we sounded bad?
No, he's lying anyway. Go ahead.
Okay.
He meant the audio portion of the program sounds
okay,
good.
Okay, gotcha.
Right, Bill?
Thanks, Bill. You know,
there is a thought of being courteous and kind to everyone.
Dang, Bill.
So, okay, I'll take it.
You know, I think it'll take several years to rebuild that bridge because first it's got to be demoed. And that's going to be a bit of a problem. That's a long bridge. But what I called about was I'm a little surprised there hadn't been more about this on the internet. But, you know, all these illegal aliens that are coming in, when they land here, they're getting a credit card and a cell phone. That's the first thing they're issued.
Mm-hmm.
So... All these immigrants that are wandering around these big cities that are filled with gang members, when are the gang members going to realize those credit cards have $10,000 to $50,000 on them?
I don't know why they're slow on it, but I have been driving to Texas, and you have to walk around, get in the water, and you go through 4 or 5 times a weekend. It's pretty lucrative.
Yeah, I would imagine so. But you're a gringo. They wouldn't give you.
I tan well, Bill. I tan well. It doesn't matter what Amy Beth says. I tan well. I'm Spanish.
Well, I'm just wondering when some of these gang members are going to start giving these immigrants free housing at